Good morning. Today's January 25th, and you're listening to OKOK, the On Our Knees for Our Kids podcast. Today's scripture reading is Ephesians 1, verse 13 through 14. You also have heard the truth, the good news that God saved you, and when you believed in Christ, He identified you as His own by giving you the Holy Spirit, whom He promised long ago. The Spirit's God's guarantee that He will give us everything He promised, and that He's purchased us to be His own people. This is just one more reason for us to praise our glorious God. Who are the "you also" to whom Paul refers? This meant all non-Jews who had become believers. Christ came to die for everyone, not just Jews, but Gentiles too. God had promised that through one of Abraham's descendants, quote, all the families of the earth will be blessed, unquote. That's Genesis. Jesus fulfilled that promise when He opened the way of salvation to everyone. When we believed the good news, God saved us. In that moment, God gave us His Holy Spirit. The Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit's like a security deposit. The fact that we have the Holy Spirit means that all the rest of God's promises to us will come true. God's promises about eternity are as certain as our salvation, and there's no need to doubt what God says. While we might not understand everything or even agree on how the future is actually going to play out, we do agree that Jesus is coming back to take us to heaven to be with Him forever. Our children can have every confidence in God's promises for the future. The Holy Spirit in their lives, which had been promised long ago, testifies daily to the fact that all of God's other promises will also come true. With Paul, we can praise our glorious God. Please join me in today's prayer. Thank you for the good news that you save us, God, and thank you for giving us your Holy Spirit and identifying us as your own when we believe in you. I pray today that my child will recognize that the presence of the Holy Spirit in her life is a guarantee that you will give her everything else that you promised in your word. I pray that she will have confidence in those promises. She doesn't need to understand how they'll all unfold, but she does need confidence in the promise of eternity with you. Might she praise you constantly for the glorious future that you will give her. We ask these things in your name, Lord. Amen.